Well, we've made it all the way to 50 programs, that is, here on the Shellac Stack, and I think that calls for a bit of a celebration with Dink's Good Time Music. Musically, there may not be a whole lot going on in that record, but in terms of personality and spirit, he's got it in droves. That's Ollie Dink Johnson, recorded for the American Music Label in Los Angeles, March 16, 1946, a number of Dink's own composition called Stomp De Low Down. Dink Johnson, quite a character, the pianist there, came from Mississippi originally, moved out to the West Coast to California when he was still in his teens, and was recording with Kid Ory's band as early as 1922, and then kind of went into hiding for a little while, at least as far as recordings are concerned, before resurfacing in the mid-1940s with a series of recordings for the American Music Label, some sessions later issued on the Euphonic label on LP. Quite a character, though. I mean, he apparently told one interviewer that he always lived outside the law, and he kept a gun in a saucepan because the police would never think to look there. So, Dink Johnson, starting us off with Stomp De Low Down on the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. This is the program that brings you 78 RPM records, mostly jazz, pop, dance band fare of the 19-teens, 20s, and 30s, but occasional excursions for some other material as well. And today, another varied program, a little heavy on the dance bands, but that's okay. We're going to continue now with Cab Calloway and his orchestra, a Conqueror record, made in New York in October of 1938, and this is a song that starts off a set of two that have April in the title, now that it is April, and you might expect April Showers to be one of them, but I rather deliberately avoided that. Instead, we're going to hear first April in My Heart, really not a bad little tune, even if the tone of the text is basically that it's not April, but in this singer's heart it is, because he's now in love. After that, we'll hear a rather obscure thing by Claude Bampton, performed by Claude Bampton and his band. It's called April Morning, and that's from June of 1935. So two April songs now, beginning with April in My Heart. Here's the one, the only, Cab Calloway.
The difference when you've heard love's amen. The snowflakes in the sky, the geese are flying high, but there's April in my heart again.
And there you have a rather pretty thing called April Morning, composed by Claude Bampton and performed on record by Claude Bampton and his Bandits, recorded in London, June 24th, 1935. Claude Bampton, rather interesting figure in the annals of British dance band music history. Shortly after that record was made, he apparently dissolved or gave up his orchestra and formed a new one, which had a rather unusual twist to it. The musicians were, with one or two exceptions, entirely blind. And among the musicians in his newly formed band was a young George Shearing at the piano. And I wonder sometimes whether the formation of his all-blind orchestra was a reaction to things going on in the States like Phil Spitalny's Hour of Charm all-girl orchestra, or whether it may have been led by financial considerations. Maybe Claude Bampton's band wasn't doing too well, and by forming the Blind Orchestra, he got the sponsorship of the National Institute for the Blind. Or maybe they recruited him. I don't know how it worked, but it's still an interesting story. And if you've ever seen pictures of Claude Bampton, you may realize that he may have been better off fronting a blind orchestra. I'm not saying the guy looked bad, but he certainly has a stern and almost sinister look in the few posed portraits that I've seen. I'll post one of them on the Shellac Stack website, and you can take a look at Maestro Bampton for yourself, if you wish. One more interesting side note, though. That record, April Morning, is the only among his 11 sides, really a very scant discography, only 11 issued sides, that was the only one that did not come out in his native England. That one was released only in the United States on a Decca 78, number 1016. Just a little footnote there. Before that, Cab Calloway and his orchestra, April in My Heart, a pretty nice song, actually, recorded October 27th, 1938 in New York City and issued there on the Conqueror label 9089. Well, let's continue with more music now, and here's just a fun one for you. My wife recently has been very taken with the song Night and Day by Cole Porter, and I turned up this rather unusual record for Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. I say unusual because it was made in March of 1942, and by that time, Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians had developed into the choral group for which he perhaps became best known. Although in this case, it's an instrumental. It's a full orchestral arrangement and quite a nice one at that. And so we'll listen to Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, Decca 23698, March 18th, 1942. Here it is. Thank you. Really, a very nice arrangement of Cole Porter's Night and Day, performed by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, and sounding pretty good for a post-World War II Decca shellac pressing, a time they were not noted for putting out great-sounding records. But that one sounds pretty much okay. Recorded March 18th, 1942, but issued as part of an album set of Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians performing the music of Cole Porter. Most of the others in that four-record set are the Fred Waring Choral Group, but this one kind of an exception. Nice version, Night and Day. Well, we're going to turn now to a couple of versions of a song that you undoubtedly know, though you may not have heard either of these versions. It's the famous In the Mood that Glenn Miller made so popular back in, what was it, 1939, on his Bluebird recording, but we're going to hear two versions made in 1953, and I wonder if these weren't timed to coincide with the release of Jimmy Stewart's The Glenn Miller Story film with June Allison. First, we're going to hear the Jack Teeter Trio on a Brunswick DJ 78, pressed for disc jockeys, number 80222. Jack Teeter actually sings Andy Razoff's lyrics to In the Mood. After that, we'll hear Lawrence Welk. Yes, Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music as they try to get In the Mood on a Choral 78. Both of these from 1953, starting with Jack Teeter.
Baby, 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 what you doing tonight? Hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right. How's about a corner with a table for two, where the music's mellow in a gay rendezvous? There's no use romancing with a blue attitude. You've got to do some dancing to get in the mood. Oh, in the mood,
boy.
That's it, you've got it. In the mood,
boy.
Your ear will spot it. In the mood,
boy.
Oh, what a hot hit. Be alive and get the jive. You got to learn how. Hep, hep. Hep like a heifer, hoy, hoy. Hot as a pepper, jump, jump. Step like a stepper, we're muggin', we're huggin', we're in the mood now. Everybody must agree that dancing has charm. When you have the certain one you love in your arms, stepping out with her would be a sweet interlude. Swingaroo has given her a new attitude. So when she starts a rockin' to the jumpin' and jive, my heart is full of rhythm and I'm really alive. Oh, in the mood,
boy.
At last I've got it. In the mood,
boy.
No doubt about it. In the mood,
boy.
Oh, what a hot hit. Be alive and get the jive. You're bound to learn how. Hep, hep,
hep.
Hep like a heifer, ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Hot as a pepper, jump, jump,
jump, jump.
Just like a stepper, you're zigging, you're zagging, you're in the mood now. You're hipping, you're hopping, you're jumping, you're rocking, you're hugging and you're mugging as you're in the mood now.
Thank you.
I don't suppose either of those two versions of In the Mood pose much of a threat to Glenn Miller's original Bluebird recording, but it is interesting to hear alternative versions of such a well-known tune. First, the Jack Teeter Trio, followed by Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music, both of those recorded in late 1953, and while those were playing, I looked it up, and sure enough, the Glenn Miller story, starring Jimmy Stewart, came out in February of 1954, so undoubtedly, I think those two records were timed to capitalize on what they hoped would be the success of that film. In the Mood. Nice stuff. Well, if we just listen to two versions of the same song, we're gonna shake things up now and hear two songs with the same title, but they're totally different songs. And the song is Sugar Plum. First, we're going to hear it performed by Samuel Siegel and Roy H. Boutin, a mandolin solo with harp guitar accompaniment. Ooh, sounds exotic. From January 25th, 1909, this version of Sugar Plum is actually a tune written by, well, it's credited on the label to L'Albert, who was really Neil Murray, who was really Charles N. Daniels, that well-known, prolific composer from the 1890s all the way up to the late 1920s, maybe even early 30s. This is from a DNR record, a really scarce label pressed by Columbia Records at that time, DNR record number 3620. And once upon a time, I actually had a copy of this on the original Columbia, but this one's in a little bit better condition, so I got rid of the Columbia and kept this one. Plus, it's fun to have the unusual label. Anyway, after that, we'll hear another song called Sugar Plum, played by George Olsen and his music on a Victor 78, recorded October 30th, 1925. This Sugar Plum, written by Buddy De Silva and Joseph Meyer. So, two songs now called Sugar Plum. Here's the first from 1909, Samuel Siegel and Roy H. Boutin. Thank you. I don't know that I've ever had sugar plums, but I can't argue that it makes for a nice title of a really nice tune, both of them. First, Sugar Plum by Charles N. Daniels, recorded by Samuel Siegel and Roy H. Boutin, or Boutin, or however you want to pronounce it, B-U-T-I-N. Mandolin solo with harp guitar accompaniment from a DNR record of 1909, DNR 3620. After that, it was Sugar Plum by George Olsen and his music, composed by Buddy DeSilva and Joseph Meyer from October of 1925, issued on Victor 19859. Two musical Sugar Plums for you. Well, these next two records have very little in common with each other, or anything else for that matter. These are just two that I pulled off the shelf because I wanted to hear them, not trying to be clever in programming them. First, Boyd Center and Eddie Lang together on an OK record made in New York City in June of 1927, OK 40861. This is part of a batch of some Boyd Center and Eddie Lang records I came across not too long ago. Whole bunch of them together, most of them well worn, as is this one. Somebody had these and obviously really enjoyed them. And this one, I think, is pretty good, and though it sounds a bit, well, crunchy, we might say, I think it's worth listening to. It's called The Sigh and Cry Blues. After that, an unusual velvet tone record, recorded in December of 1931, at a time when, yes, depression sales were really hitting the record industry hard, or lack thereof, lack of record sales. And Hit of the Week Records, Columbia, a couple other labels, Crown, all experimented with 10-inch longer playing 78s, records that would play up to 5 minutes per side. And this is one of those from Velvetone's series of 5-minute records. And they achieved this by pitching the groove, it's really one groove, but you know what I mean, pitching the grooves closer together and using a little bit of a narrower groove so they could squeeze more onto that 10-inch side. This is credited to Charles Dornberger and his orchestra, which is unusual because there really was a Charles Dornberger. He recorded for Victor. This is not actually Charles Dornberger's orchestra. It's actually Ben Selvin, and Dick Robertson sings the vocal on Rain on the Roof. And what's neat here is that they used the standard sort of 3-minute arrangement of Rain on the Roof that was probably concocted for general recording purposes, but obviously they were trying to fill a 5-minute record, so they play through the whole arrangement and then stop, and there's about a 5-second pause, and then they start up again and play a truncated version with Dick Robertson singing the vocals. So you get an instrumental followed by a separate vocal take, both of these squeezed on the same side of the record. Well, let's just listen to it. First, Boyd Center with Eddie Lang, Sigh and Cry Blues, followed by Ben Selvin under the pseudonym of Charles Dornberger's Orchestra and Rain on the Roof. Thank you.
I'll dream of my true love when all of the world is slumber bound by the sound of the rain. I'll dream of the breeze in the trees and the woods I used to play in. I'll stay in again. I don't care if it's moon time or if it's afternoon time. Whenever the rain drops on rooftops, my happy dreams are found in the pound of the rain. Rain on the roof, I love the patter of the rain on the roof. The pitter-patter of the rain on the roof makes me want to dream. Rain on the roof, just hear the clatter of the rain on the roof. It doesn't matter, 'cause the rain on the roof makes me want to dream. I cuddle up in my bed, and overhead I hear the rain. Inside it's so nice and warm to hear the storm. Outside the window pane, rain on the roof. The silver chatter of the rain on the roof is all a clatter might have made on the roof. And I'm going to dream.
We started that set with Boyd Center and Eddie Lang, together on an OK record, Sigh and Cry Blues. After that, we heard Ben Selvin, under the moniker of Charles Dornberger and his orchestra, Rain on the Roof, featuring a vocal from Dick Robertson. That was Velvet Tone 10506 from their short-lived five-minute record series from December of 1931. Well, as I mentioned at the start of today's program, this is the 50th program in the Shellac Stack series, and I want to pause for just a moment and thank all of you for listening and sending words of encouragement that have really made it possible for me to continue the program. It's something I enjoy doing. I enjoy playing these records, spending a little time with you, listening to all kinds of interesting sounds that people thought long ago were worth committing to records. And I hope I'll be able to continue for quite some time to come. I've got plenty of records. We'll do it as long as I can. Well, rather than rest on my laurels for too long, let me just mention that if you would like to get in touch with me, you can always send an email to shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, the email, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or visit the Shellac Stack website, part of my own site, briansright.com. If you forget those addresses or emails, you can just Google Shellac Stack, and I'm sure you'll find the program's online home. And you can send me a message through my own website, too. There's a handy little contact form there if you want to just say hi, if you want to offer up a request, or, just want to say hi, whatever. It'd be a pleasure to hear from you. Let's continue. Got more records for you today. And in celebration of the 50th program, I thought I'd pull a couple records off the shelf that have 50 in the title. First, Frank Wright and Frank Bessinger, the Radio Franks on a Pathé Actuel 78 from September of 1923. We'll hear a tune called Not Here, Not There, It's 50 Miles from Nowhere. And they're singing about their hometown. After that, we'll hear Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, and probably one of my very favorite Nat Shilkret records, 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong, with Joe Sherman and Louis James, the uncredited vocalists, and maybe rightfully so, though they do have quite a bit of fun with it in this case. From May 5th, 1927, recorded in the spacious-sounding Liederkranz Hall in New York City, it's 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra. But first, Frank Wright and Frank Bessinger.
Just put that map right on your lap and spread it on your knee. That geography don't seem right to me. There's cities here and cities there and cities all around. But there's a spot the map forgot, and that's just where I'm bound. Not here, not here, not there, not there. Yes, 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Not here, not here, not there, not there. I'm all set to go there, so I'll make a
a break and take a last look in the mirror. Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Where's my leather bag? Send my trunk to the place written on the tag. Not here,
not here,
not there,
not there.
Yes, 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Not here,
not there,
not there. Yes, 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown. Not here,
not here,
not there,
not there.
But I'm all set to go there, so I'll make a break and take a last look in the mirror. Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Where's my leather bag? Send my trunk to the place written on the tag.
Not here,
not here,
not there,
not there.
Yet
50 miles from nowhere, but it's my hometown.
Get a little train at 5:30. Have a little cry when I arrive. Had a funny little yellow pup. Eat a little meal that ma warmed up. Have a little gathering every night of a little family snug and tight. Just a little love and sympathy, the greatest thing in all the world to me.
Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Where's my leather bag? Send my trunk to the place written on the tag.
Not here,
not here,
not there,
not there.
Yet 50 miles from nowhere, but it's my
and the Dutch say it don't amount to much.
50 million Frenchmen can be wrong. When they pass up a plate of ham and eggs to we the bullfrog skinny legs.
50 million Frenchmen can be wrong.
If all the husbands sit around a shirk and let the women go to work.
50 million Frenchmen can be wrong.
Just think that's a terrific record. Nat Shokrit and the Victor Orchestra, 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong. Sophie Tucker had a nice version of that as well, but there's something about this Nat Shokrit that really, really it gets me just the right way. Victor 20634. Before that, Frank Wright and Frank Bessinger. And Not Here, Not There, It's 50 Miles From Nowhere, recorded about September 3rd, 1923 for Pathé Actuel. A couple of 50 songs to celebrate 50 episodes of the Shellac Stack. And actually with that, we come towards the end of today's stack of 78s. I want to say thanks again for listening, as always. I hope you'll be back next time for more 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. In the meantime, if you've enjoyed the program, I wish you would take a moment and maybe tell a friend you think might enjoy it as well. Help us spread the word about these 78s on the Shellac Stack. And now the final record today comes from Wingy Minone and his orchestra, featuring a vocal by K-Star, one of my favorite vocalists of that era. I especially like the jazz-oriented sides she made before turning to a more country style in the 1950s. This is one from July 25th, 1944, recorded in Los Angeles. It's that great tune, If I Could Be With You, 1 Hour Tonight, and it makes a fitting close for today's Shellac Stack program. It's an ARA record, number 145. Here it is, from 1944. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Be with you, baby, I'd love you long.
I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I love you so.
If I could be with you just 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do, babe, the things I might.
Well, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you
just 1 hour.
If I could be with you,
yes, yes.
If I could be with you, I love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might, well, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you, baby, if I could be with you,
got me, baby.